Today is Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Find Your Inner Nerd Day. It's also National Ride the Wind Day. It's National Sponge Cake Day. And last but not least, it's National Cuban Sandwich Day. So as promised, well, I don't know if I promised on this little show, but when I didn't do a show on Monday, I went on X, not X, I went on, what's it called? I went on Blue Sky and let a few of you know that I was not doing a show on Monday. And so some people knew. And what I said there was, but I always do 5 days a week. If I do one day, I do 5 days. The only time I'm ever going to skip is if I skip the whole week. Because my numbering is very even right now. When I get to the end of the week, I'm on an even, not even as in even odd, but it's, you know, like when I get to the end of this week, we will be at episode, I'm trying to look here. We will be at 1730 today. But if I started doing just random, like, oh, I'll just do 2 days this week, or I'll just do 3 days, it would get all out of kilter. And we can't have that. No, we can't. So, we recorded a show last night, and it went fine. I had orchestra retreat. They call it retreat, but and I don't really know why. I think the reason, I don't know for sure why, but I think the reason that they call it retreat is because when it started, they used to rent cabins out in, I don't know, out in the woods or something. It was probably some camp, you know, some campground that was used by churches and Boy Scouts and whatever the case may be. But anyway, so they would rent something and they would go and they would actually stay at least one night, but maybe a couple of nights. And they would go and they would rehearse and, you know, et cetera. And for, you know, when I started, they had already stopped doing that. I don't know why they stopped doing it, but they had already stopped doing that. And so they still call it retreat. So I had that and I thought we would be done by around 9 o'clock. So I told Daniel, I'm like, we can still do the show, but I need to start around 9:30. And so he brought on Big Fatty and they talked about the trip and did some planning of the trip for when we're out in South Carolina. And so that all works out because I didn't want to plan it anyway. I just want to see Big Fatty and see some of the friends that we've met along the way, young Nicholas and Granny and Durwood and all of them. I just want to see all of them. It's been a while since I've seen all of them, and so I don't really care what we do. Whatever we do will be fun, I'm sure. And so they did a little thing, and then I got home around 9:15, got set up. My Rodecaster video is not streaming anymore. It keeps losing the connection to the stream. And I've got to do some testing and see, you know, if there's any way that I can fix it because I haven't been able to stream for the last 2 weeks. Either that or I'm going to have to switch back to my ATEM, which is the other one that I used to use. And I really like the usability, the friendliness of the Rodecaster video better. But if it doesn't stream, then I can't use it because we stream every week. But anyway, we had a show and it went well. We were told good show at the end, so must have gone okay. And then I did order food. I did weigh this week and I did lose a pound or a pound and a half, something like that. I don't know if it's going to be the same next week because my parents just made a birthday dinner for me tonight. They sent food home with me. I'm either going to have to throw it away, but if I eat it, it's a lot of calories. They made it like a tomahawk steak for me. Bless their hearts. I mean, it was nice of them, But it's huge, and there was no way I could eat the whole thing, because I usually get like a 6-ounce steak when I go to a restaurant nowadays. I just don't eat a big, huge piece of meat. I can't handle meat that large anymore. I'm burping a tomahawk steak. So anyway, we had our rehearsal. I had to leave early because I had told Daniel that we were doing the show. So I left around 8:45, thinking that they were going to be done around 9 anyway. I don't know what time they finished, but they probably didn't finish until 9:30, 9:45, maybe 10 o'clock, but I had to come home. So we did the show. I ordered Whataburger. I ate Whataburger and watched Department Q on Netflix. I'm trying to get into that show because I feel like I really like a procedural detective kind of show. It's gotten good reviews. I think it's well liked on Netflix itself. It's in the top charts or whatever. So I tried to start watching that and ended up falling asleep. I think I woke up at like 5 in the morning and had to drag myself to the bed because I fell asleep on the couch. That's what I do. Like when I'm here by myself, I'm such a baby and I don't like to go to bed. Mainly because the next day I have to get up and start the whole thing over again. And probably my favorite time of night or my favorite time of the day is nighttime when I don't, you know, when I'm just sitting on the couch vegging out and not doing anything. And so then the only thing I don't like about that is then I start getting anxious about the next day and what I have to do. Oh, it's something else being me. So then anyway, today I slept late. I didn't get up until I woke up around 9:30, 10 o'clock, but I stayed in the bed, fell back asleep. I don't think I ended up getting up until around 11 or something like that. And we were recording Throwing Down with Joe, or I was recording Throwing Down with Joe, and I had not cooked my dish yet because we do a dish for every meal. I'm getting text messages from Mark and trying to record at the same time. I'm so sorry. What am I saying? I've lost my train of thought completely. What was I talking about, you guys? I shouldn't be looking at text messages while I'm recording the show. We cook something for every episode. I had to cook. It was strawberry shortcake. And so I had to go to the grocery store. I was struggling to make myself do anything. I was so sleepy. But I did go to the grocery store, bought the strawberries. I needed heavy cream. And so I went and got that. Came home, mixed up the batter for the cake, put the cake in, laid on the couch. While the cake was cooking, and I macerated the strawberries, made the heavy, you know, made the whipping cream, et cetera, and made the dessert. And then I ate some of it, and then we recorded at 4:30, and I walked the dog, and I haven't showered today. Maybe I'll shower after I record this. I don't know. Now that I've gone this long today, maybe I just forget it and just shower tomorrow. I have church tomorrow, so I have to shower before I go in. But I don't know. So anyway, cooked that, recorded Throwing Down, walked the dog. Then I had to go to my parents, so I went to my parents. And my mom feels like the only thing we talk about is either religious stuff or she has to fill me in on every single family member that I've got. You know, are they thriving? Are they doing poorly? Did they die? it's just, and I care about my family, but it's like, isn't there anything else other than the Lord Jesus and the family that we can talk about? I don't know. It's just, but anyway, that's regardless. That's what we did. So we ate steak. I heard about every cousin and family member that I possibly could want to hear about and how their lives were going and how my nephew's life is going and all of that kind of stuff. And it was a nice dinner. The food was good. And then now I came home and I left Sydney with them, and I'm just going because they, mom asked me for Sydney. So I left Sydney over there. And now it'll be really lonely in the bed tonight because no Sydney. Not that she cuddles anyway. And that's pretty much been the last couple of days. Now I don't know what I'm going to have to talk about on the Monday weekend show, but there you go. It is what it is. Now when I'm done, maybe I'll go watch some more Department Q. Not really sure. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good rest of your weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.